Why is this? What is reverence? Reverence is engaging in a form and a depth of contact with life that is well beyond the shell of form and into essence. Reverence is contact with the essence of each thing and person and plant and bird and animal. It is contact with the interior of its beingness. Even if you cannot sense the interior, it is enough to know that the shell, the form, is merely an outer layer, and that underneath it, the true power and essence of who a person is, or what a thing is present. That is what is honored in reverence. Process is honored in reverence, the unfolding of life, the maturation process, the process of growing through and coming into your own empowerment, is a process that needs to be approached with reverence. The cycles of life need to be approached with reverence. They have been in place for billions of years. They are the reflection of the natural breathing of the soul of Gaia itself, the earth consciousness, as it moves its force fields and guides the cycles of life. If these are revered, how could we look at something as exquisite as our Earth's ecology and do one thing that would risk the balance of this system? Reverence is an attitude of honoring life. You do not have to be authentically empowered to be gentle with life or to love life. There are many people who are not authentically empowered, but who are quite reverent. They would harm nothing. Often it is the case that they are the most compassionate and the most loving people because they have suffered so much. Whether a person is reverent depends essentially upon whether he or she accepts the principle of the sacredness of life, any way that he or she defines sacred. Reverence is also simply the experience of accepting that all life is, in and of itself, of value. Reverence is not respect. Respect is a judgment. It is a response to the perception of qualities that we admire ourselves, or have been taught to admire. Qualities that are admired by the people of one culture may not be admired by the people of another culture, or by the people of a subculture, or by another generation of the same culture. Therefore, what is respected by some people may not be respected by others. It is possible to respect one person and not respect another. But it is not possible to revere one person without revering every person.